called the Bayo Center today.
In
Arizona?
Okay, Boker Tov. Yom Revi'i Shabbat Kodesh Parashat Pinchas. Today is Kaf B'Tammuz. So, we're about to start the Gemara. Just as a disclaimer, it is not a simple Gemara. And Tosfot and Rishonim, there's a lot of Zachen over here, which is very... there's a lot of Shas stuff in the next few Tosfot and Sugiyot. So slowly but surely, Be'ezat Hashem, we'll get through it. And let's start. Don't let Tosfot get you down. Yeah, slowly but surely, we'll break it up. That's the beauty. When you're able to take apart a Tosfot, that's what makes you a Yid. Okay, so now he says like this. Says the Gemara, Kapasik Vetane. Anytime you see the phrase Kapasik Vetane, that's a reference to the Mishnah saying Stam, which means the Mishnah was not Mechalek, the Mishnah didn't differentiate. When the Mishnah says Pasul, that means what? Across the board.
It means Kapasik Vetane.
Kapasik, the Mishnah was Posek Vetane, and said as follows. Yeah. Lashna Biyom Tov Rishon, Velashna Biyom Tov Sheni. Right, where the rule, by the way, of the Gemara is that the very first Gemara always goes back on the very first part of the Mishnah. So the very first din in the Mishnah, lulav hagazul ve'ayavesh pasul. Period. Okay? To which the Mishnah says, hey, wait a second. From the fact that the Mishnah says the word pasul implies what? Doesn't matter, first day, rest of the days, we're going to see soon. What is when the Gemara says Yom Tov Rishon versus Yom Tov Sheni, what exactly does that mean? It's Machloket Rishonim. We'll see that soon. Avag mikol makom, the Mishnah doesn't discriminate, says the Gemara. Now the Gemara says, so on one hand I can understand, but on the other hand it's difficult. Why? Says the Gemara, Bishlama Yavesh Hadar Ba'inan Veleka. The Gemara says, I understand that Yavesh should be pasul for all 7 days because the Torah says it's got to be hadar and it's not. So it's understandable to me that it's pasul the whole chag. But he says, Ela gazul. But why should gazul be pasul all 7 days? Bishlama yom tov rishon. Now, wait a second. Yeah, gazul. Is the reason why a stolen lulav is pasul because it's not hadar? It would be the most gorgeous lulav, you know, on the market. What makes it pasul?
It makes it worse.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mishachan.
Oh, says the Gemara, it's not Hadar. El Bishlam Yom Tov Rishon Dichtiv Lachem Mishalachem Ulkachtem Lachem Bayom Rishon. So it's got to be Lachem on the first day. Ela Biyom Tov Sheni, Yom Tov Sheni, which is already Zecher LaMikdash. It's not even a Deoraita, and Lachem no longer applies. So he says, Amayla, why should it be Pasul? Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai. Here we go. Here's a big. This is a big bomb dropping over here. Mishum dahavale mitzvah haba'a ba'avira. Because it is a mitzvah ba'a ba'avira, which means that it is a mitzvah that comes as a result of an avira, and therefore it's pasul. And we find the similar thing in the pasuk in Malachi. Over there, the Navi was giving Amisen Musar, they're bringing korbanot, but they were bringing all sorts of, you know, handicapped korbanot. Yeah, no, not a kirveo. That's another pasuk. We were talking about the Shneemar, Vavetim Gazul Veta Piseach Veta Chole. He says, are you going to... Yeah, let's read the whole pasuk. Yeah, it says, the pasuk says like this. Yeah, tikra the pasuk.
Vavetim Gazul Veta Pesach
Piseach. Yeah, read the whole Vamartim.
Vavetim Gazul Veta Piseach Veta Chole Vavetim Et Mincha HaErtze Otah Mitzchem Amar Adonai.
Which means... Hashem says, when you bring korbanot, if you bring all sorts of, the sick animals, the stolen animals, the handicapped ones, you think that's what I want from you? It's a rhetorical question, which means obviously Hashem doesn't want it. But look at the order of the pasuk. Look, the words are juxtaposed in the pasuk. He says, "Gazul dumya de piseach." The Navi quotes stolen, similar to lame. You know what lame is? It's missing a leg, crippled, whatever. He says, "Ma piseach let letakanta." Just like you can't fix, you can't repair a lame animal. Af gazul let letakanta. Lashna yeush velashna leachar yeush. It can't be fixed. Once it's stolen, it's pasul for the mitzvah, both before and after yeush. He says, "One second. Why? Bishlama lifnei yeush. I understand why it can't be repaired before yeush. What's yeush, rabotai?" Yeush is giving up hope, which is one of the steps of being kone a stolen object. Not to say that you don't have to pay it back, but even in a kinyan, by the way, rabotai, yeah, you cannot. if the owner didn't give up hope yet on the object, who does it still belong to?
Him.
It still belongs to the owner. It says, Bishlam alifnei yeush. I understand why you can't bring an animal that's stolen as a korban before the owner gives up hope. You know why? Because the Torah says, Adam ki akriv mikem amarachamana velavdidehu. Yeah, the Torah says, you have to bring a korban from yourself. And before yeush, it's still in the possession of the previous owner. So over there, for sure not. Ela leachar yeush, hakan yebi yeush. But why are you telling me it's irreparable after you, even after Yehush, after Yehush, who owns it? Yes, I, the Ganav, have to reimburse the owner, but at the end of the day, after Yehush, who owns it?
Me.
So why should it be pasul for a korban? Apparently, you know why there's no takana, says the Gemara. This whole Gemara proves what Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the concept of mitzvah ba'a ba'avera. El alav, mishum dahavale, mitzvah haba'a ba'avera. Why? Because it's a mitzvah that comes through an avera, and therefore what? Even though halachically, do you own it? Maybe, after Yehush, yes you do, but since it's a mitzvah that resulted from an avera, it's still going to be pasul afterwards. Hence, that's why be'emet. Now, what does the Gemara come out? That first of all, the Gemara understands, at least at this point, this first step in the Gemara according to Rabbi Yochanan, Gazul and Yavesh are Pasul all 7 days. Yes? And where do we learn that from? Where do we come off understanding to begin with that Gazul and Yavesh are Pasul all 7 days?
It's in the first section of Mishnah. The first section of Pasul.
Kapasik v'tani. Right? That was the Mishnah that the Gemara understands. It says Pasul. If you want to differentiate, what should you do? Talk. Explain. Pasul means Pasul. First day, rest of the days are called Pasul. Why are they Pasul? For two different reasons, says the Gemara. Yavesh is Pasul all 7 days because of Hadar. And Gazul can't be Pasul all 7 days because of Hadar. The first day it's Pasul because of a Deoraita of what? Of Lachem Yishelachem. And all subsequent days it's Pasul because of a Derabbanan of Mitzvah Ba'a Avera. Even what? Even though you might have been Kone Al Yedei Yeush, it's still going to be Pasul Midrabbanan all 7 days because Mitzvah Ba'a Avera. That's the Sugiya. Yeah? That's the map of the sugya. Now Rashi and Tosfos and the Rishonim, you need to have this clear, so now we can dissect it. Yes?
This is very vague. Mitzvah Ba'a Avera in general is always pasul to use.
That's this Tosfot over here. Hakeata. Yeah, we still have this and this. Lat lat, mami. Lat lat. Emata Omer.
What if you didn't steal it? Like, for example, like John stole Ula?
No.
And then Yehush was given up?
No. Is John a Yid or a Goy?
Alright, go ahead.
Okay.
Remember it is?
No.
And then you bought it from John.
That's the next sugya on the bottom of the Amud. Lamed Amud Alef. Chazak Baruch. Ashrecha.
He
says like this.
What if it was a Jew?
Huh?
What if it was a Jew? John was a Jew.
Tzamud Bet. Chake. Ashrecha.
Kol HaKavod. But when we say Mitzvah Ba'a
Avera by Shinui also, or... So... Yes, even though there's a shinui, which means even though halachically you're koneh b'yeush, but it's still we're going to see that also. This is all part of the zach. Now, let's see Rashi and Tosfot. The first Tosfot over here is a Isaac. You know, it's not simple. But over here, nobody said you're coming here to have a, you know, this is not sitting at the beach pina colada. This is how you build, you know, this is how you become a marine. Yeah, how do you want to become gadol b'Torah? The Rambam writes in Hilchot Talmud Torah, he says that a person is never kone Torah al yedei ta'anugim v'tafnukim. Yeah, he thinks he's gonna, you know. I'm not saying poppers are nice, whatever, but that's not here. Kone Torah, meut achila v'shtiya, meut shena. You gotta kill yourself, huh?
It's an elite group. We don't need the poppers.
Yeah, this is you graduated from poppers. This is you know, this is a big thing. Poppers make people from, and then once you're from, now you start learning. Yeah, weiter. Now.
You
have a die.
You should
always eat the poppers, yeah? It's not so healthy. Anyway, b'kitzur, so he says like this, yeah? Vaiter. Says Rashi, kapasik v'tene, lashna, pasul. Lashna biyom tov rishon de chiyuve midoraita. On the first day it's chiyuve midoraita. Lashna biyom tov sheni de lete bintilat lulav ela midrabanan. Right, the second day of Chag HaSukkot is only midrabanan. The biyom rishon ketiv. Right, the Torah says only biyom rishon. Who is mitaken? We see in Mishnayot later who is mitaken the rest of the days. Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. Yeah. Bishlama yavesh pasul bidrabanan. Name, even on the drabanan days it's pasul. Kivan de mitzvahu mishum zechel amikdash ba'inan hidul mitzvah. Since the mitzvah on all subsequent days of Sukkot, even on a rabbinic level, it has to be like the first day, and it needs to be hadar. It needs to be beautiful, just like on the first day. And when it's dry, it's not beautiful. It's ugly. That I understand should be pasul kol shiva. But he says, but gazul amayla, on all subsequent days, when you don't need lachem, you need on the first day. But on all subsequent days, it doesn't say, ulkachtem lachem, bayom arishon katuv. What about all the other days? So he says, mechetetil mifsele, why should it be pasul? Comes the Gemara and says, a new concept of mitzvah ba'aba avira. Says Rashi on the top, shneimar, vavetem gazul, de'ashkechan krad oser lehavim mitzvah ba'avira. We find a pasuk that teaches us, even though, by the way, if we learn it from a pasuk, does that make it a din de rabbanan or deoraita? Well, this is navi. It's learned. This is learned from the navi Malachi. So it's really from the navi plus the rishon. We're going to say it's kras asmachta be'alma. We find what's an asmachta rabotai. It's when you find a concept that's kind of hidden or buried inside pesukim. It doesn't say it explicitly. So it's really only a din derabbanan of mitzvah ba'avera. Ma katuv, shneimar va'avetem gazul, de'ashkichan kra de'oseh le'avi mitzvah ba'avera. Ma pisei, not pesach, piseiach. Yeah, ma piseiach en lo takana le'achar zman le'akrivo. She'arei mum kavua olamit hu. Yeah, piseiach, a lame animal, a crippled animal, there's never a time where you're going to be able to bring it for a korban. Why? Because when it's crippled for life. It's pasul for life. It's not going to change. So too, gazul is pasul for life. Says the Gemara, af gazul, says Rashi, af gazul yalfinan mina, de'en lo takana le'achar zeman. You cannot fix stolen merchandise to bring it as a korban le'achar zeman. Why? Ve'afilu be'yeush, de'shamainan le'lemare de'miyayesh, ve'amar va'yila le'chisron kis, which is the language of the Gemara in Bava Metzi'ah. How do you know the owner gives up when he says, I'm never going to find it, forget it. That's called yeush. Even though you're koneh, yeah. So he says, "Nachon." Ve'afal gav de la'inyan makne amrinan bebabakam dekane lebe yeush ve'avedide. Even though, with regards to kinyan, we find in babakama that yeush, along with other things, by the way, but yeush is the fundamental point of the ganav being koneh. What do you mean the ganav's koneh? Doesn't have to give it back. He doesn't have to pay back the owner.
No, it just
it's koneh the object, and he only has to reimburse the owner the funds, the value. So even though with regards to being koneh the object, the ganav is able to make a kinyan through the yeush of the owner, nevertheless, with regards to yitziat yedei chovav the mitzvah, he says, nevertheless, ve'afilu achi akruvin lemizbeach la. He's still not allowed to bring this animal to the mizbeach. Why not? He says, tov, that's the next gemara over there, and the gemara comes out. Why is that even after yeush? Because of the concept of mitzvah ba'avera. Okay, let's go back for a second, Rabotai, to the first Tosfot. I know a lot of you got stuck by this Tosfot. By the way, just as this is called, you know, kosher cheating. Anytime you get stuck on a Tosfot, if it's a Masichet that has Tosfot Arosh, it's always a good idea to have a Tosfot Arosh handy, because what the Tosfot Arosh is, he did the same idea as Tosfot, and in general, he explains...
No, what's also cheating? That's also cheating.
No, it's Chasav Shalom. Kulam mutarim lachem. Elama. There's Tosfot Arosh is Rishonim. There are certain things that are considered a crutch and certain things that are not. You know what I'm saying? Rishonim can't be a crutch because they're all, you know, they're all doing the same thing. Not to say, Chas v'Shalom, that any even crutches are unbelievable if you need it. But if you're trying to build your skills, it's important to, you know, when you're learning to ride a bike, at some point you need to take off the training wheels and you know, and fall a few times until you get the hang of it, and that's what really builds your skills. Because if you have a guy, you know what I'm saying, he leaves on his training wheels when he's 60 years old, he's running around, ding, ding, he has his little bell, so he's a loser. You know what I'm saying? He said, oh, you want to build the skills, nakhon? So anyway, אבל הכל בסדר, הכל מותר. Yeah, people think, yeah, I don't know why, the art school is like מוקצה, חס ושלום, מה זה שטויות האלה? זה מותר, זה בסדר, but what? But if you're looking to build your skills, it might not be the best idea. That's all. Whoever says, whoever says art scrolls are not good, it's mukzev, it's a rasha. What is it? It's a, you know. Yeah. Vaday. You know how much Harbatzat Torah that Mesifta, you know what Mesifta is? Rav Yashav called Mesifta the Rosh Hashiva of Klal Yisrael. Mesifta, anything they touch turns into gold. Hashem Yisrael. They bring so many Mefarshim, so many Perushim, Hashem Yisrael. Aval ma, you want to build your skills? Yeah, tov. So now, that being said, lo lefached. Take a plunge into Tosfot, you get lost, that's normal. That's what happens. Yeah? The Tosfot were arayot, lions. Yeah, what do you think you're going to understand the first thing? You have to break your head, and then, you know, only a few years later after starting to break your head, that's when it starts to seep in. You know that? Takes years. Now, let's go. Let's eat Tosfot. Tikra ata. Now, Rabotai, anytime you're learning Rashi and Tosfot, but especially Rashi, Rashi is a very different style of writing than Tosfot. Rashi, you always, in order to know Rashi, in order to understand Rashi, la'omik, you always lehavdin have to read Rashi like you're playing Jeopardy. Which means what? When you're learning Rashi, you have to ask. Rashi always tells you what's bothering Rashi. What's he asking? Tosfot in general doesn't do that. Usually he'll tell you straight up what the question is. Sometimes there's an implied question that you kind of have to work through. So over here, let's see what's bothering Tosfot. Tikrata. Bechon, yeah, go ahead.
Kapazik v'tayin lo shab yom tov rishon v'shab yom tov sheni. Mashma d'dayek v'dikatani stam v'lo mafli.
So first of all, Tosfot saying, where did the Gemara get this from? Patsul all days. What's making the Gemara understand? Our Gemara, at least, we're going to see the Yerushalmi maybe doesn't agree to the Bavli, but at least according to our Talmud Bavli, what's making us understand right now that Gazul and Yavish should be Pasul all 7 days? This one and done Lashon of Pasul. Vaiter, Tema.
Vetema. Amen lekaman nikav chasar koshu pasul af agad biyon toshen kasher terminan lekaman gemara derachanin matbir be benafik be mukim adin biyon to rishon.
Stop. Which means Tosfot's question. Yeah, Tosfot's question. Rabotai, listen carefully. Is you're looking at our Mishnah and from the setup of the Mishnah you are being medayek that lulav gazul veayavish pasul. That means all 7 days. It says if you look a little bit later in the Gemara, Zedav Zelamidvav. You see, Allah medalet. You open over there. It's talking about a Mishnah Bayetrog, and it says Nikav vechaser kol shehu pasul. It says if it has a hole, if it's pierced. The Gemara over there discusses what kind of piercing, or if it has, if it's missing anything, it's pasul. In that Gemara over there, it says Meforash. Rabbi Chanina understood from that Gemara that that's only those psulim of piercing or missing, which is really one and the same. That it's missing, it's only on the first day. Hey, wait a second. Didn't you just tell me over here that from the language of Pasur, what did the Gemara want to infer over here? And it's for all of the days. So why do we have a double standard? In our Gemara, by Lulav, Gazul, and Yavesh, we say Pasul implies all 7 days. By Nikav v'chaser, with regards to Etrog, only on the first day, and the Gemara says that Beferush. So now we're going to have to deal with this apparent discrepancy in what the word Pasul means in two different contexts. Ech echoliot. You understand the question? Yes? Now Tosfot, Kedarko Bakodesh, Tosfot is going to go off on a tangent, and after the tangents, he's going to come back to answer the question.
He's going to try to give an answer.
Says Tosfot, listen carefully. If you're going to tell me, oh, you know what the thing is? There's a big difference between our Mishnah over here by Lulav and the Mishnah later by Etrog where it says Nikav v'chaser. Why? Because over here, the Mishnah uses a very interesting language. Forget about the Pasul. Says Tosfot over here, look at what the Mishnah says. It says, it could have started off, what? How many examples do you know of things that are not yours and could be Pasul with regards to Lulav? There's two. Could be stolen. What else could it be?
Borrowed.
Hey, wait a second. How come the Mishnah decided to use the example of stolen as opposed to the example of borrowed? Apparently what? Because we know the Gemara says very clearly that borrowed is only pasul on the first day. It's kasher on all subsequent days. Therefore, the Mishnah... Oh, why did the Mishnah choose the word gazul as opposed to the word shaul? Because it wanted to say, used specifically the word gazul to teach me that it should be pasul all 7 days. And that's the difference between our Mishnah and the Mishnah by Etrog, by Nikid v'Chaser. Yeah? That's why, be'emet, that's... So again, we're not, according to this Pshat and Tosfot, we're not learning it out of the word pasul necessarily. What are we learning out of?
Gazul.
Yes, Zachtes is be'emet. Says Tosfot, that can't be true. Why? Because that's a diuk that the Gemara makes later. At this point in the Gemara, that's not the inference the Gemara made from the word gazul. What's the inference the Gemara made? From which word? Pasul, we're not talking about gazul. The Gemara talks about that later. We're not holding there. So apparently, there's something innately in the word pasul. And if we're looking at the word pasul, there's no difference between pasul here and pasul later by nikah v'chaser with regards to etrog. So we're back to square one. Attempt number... So that's attempt number one. That got shot down. Anti-tank. Tosfot takes it out. Next attempt.
מי משום דקטני גזול דומה דיבש, אחרנמי גם נקב קטני עתה חזזית על רובו דמסל אף ביום טוב שני, משום הדר.
Says Tosfot. Okay, attempt number two to understand what made the Gemara think over here that it should be pasul all 7 days. Why? Because it says gazul right next to yavish. And at this point in the Gemara took it, by the way, which is not pashut at all. We're going to see a huge machloket amoraim about this in the next amud, on Daf Lamed. However, at this stage in the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it was the simplest thing in the world, the most pashut thing in the world, that Yahweh should be pasul for all seven. Why? Because of?
Hadar.
So once the Gemara took it as a davar pashut, as a given, that Hadar is pasul for all 7 days, from the fact that the Mishnah puts gazul right next to Yavesh, so maybe that what did the Mishnah want to do with that juxtaposition? The gazul should also be pasul all 7 days. Yeah, says the Gemara. And that's the difference. It says, look at Etrog. By Etrog, what does it say? Nikab v'chaser, which is missing, and that we know is pasul only for 1 day, on the first day. What's it right next to? The next case right after that in the Mishnah is Alta Chazazit. Alta Chazazit is when the Mishnah gets, no, pimples. In fancy English, it's called a protuberance. You know what that is? Zits. Yeah? Pimples. You ever seen a throat with pimples? Happens all the time.
Black spots?
Not black spots. Pimples. It has like these big pus-filled... I'll show you. You come over before Sukkot. You come over with Ryan. No, but make them. Huh? It's in the thing. Etrogim sometimes have pimples. So over there, and over there we know, says the Gemara, that's the next part of the Mishnah over there by Etrog. When the Etrog has pimples, especially if it's a majority of the surface area of the Etrog, that we know is pasul all 7 days because of what should make
Hadar.
Because of Hadar. And that's pasul on 7 days. But that doesn't change, even though Alta Chazazit al Rubo, which is the very next case in the Mishnah over there by Etrog, is pasul all 7 days because of Hadar. Does that change the Chaser case that comes right before?
No.
The fact that it's back to back, does that change the Alachan the Chaser case?
No.
And yet, right, even though Chazazit, which is the very next case by Etrog, is pasul all seven, nevertheless, we know for sure from the Gemara, according to Rabbi Chanina, what's the halacha by Nikev v'chaser by the Etrog?
1 day.
What about the fact that they're neighbors? Does that change its halacha? No. And therefore what? Therefore what is Taisis trying to say? Just like over there, Chazazit, the fact that Chazazit is pasul all seven doesn't change Chaser to be pasul all seven, keeps 1 day. So to over here, Yavesh shouldn't change the fact that Yavesh is neighbors with Gazul. It shouldn't change pasul to be pasul all seven also. So what's the big... It's like, you just had a... It's called in Yiddish an Einfall. You know what Einfall is? An epiphany. When you have the ding, when you have... Yeah?
So it's annoying.
But that's the... That's the beauty of harving. That's the beauty of toiling in Torah. Because when you do it, you finally... The Gemara says, "En simcha ka'atarat ha-safekot." There's nothing more gratifying than if you have a safek about something and you figure it out. Especially in Talmud Torah. So you understand the question. Yeah? Says Tosfot. Recap. Yeah? Rabotai, it's very important. And we're going to do this throughout the steps of Tosfot. And then at the end of Tosfot, Be'ezat Hashem, to recap as well. Tosfot started off with a question. Yeah? What was Tosfot's question? What do we start off by saying? Question. Quick. Kadima. Yalla, Rabotai, wake up.
How do we know?
Huh? The Gemara said a statement. Kapasik v'tane, both of them are pasul all 7 days. Says Tosfot, who told you? Yeah. Why? Why would you say that? I have a Gemara later by Etrog that says nikav chaser kol shu pasul, and yet over there pasul only means the first day. So apparently the word pasul itself doesn't carry enough weight always to pasul for all seven. So what are you going to tell me? Tosfos said, no, maybe that case is different because over there what? Maybe first of all over here we're focusing on gazul. Yeah, because it says gazul, and gazul is what? Huh? No, for, what was the first possibility?
Gazul for all 7 days.
Huh?
Gazul for all 7 days.
Because of what?
Not Shaul.
The fact that it says Gazul and not Shaul, that teaches me all 7 days. Because we know Shaul is only for one. Says the Gemara, that's a diuk that only comes later. That's not what the Gemara is talking about over here. The Gemara is not analyzing the word Gazul. The Gemara is analyzing the word Pasul. And Pasul appears in both cases equally. What are you going to tell me? Another thing. What? It's guilty by association. Meaning what? You know what that means? Well, we know Yavish. The Gemara says Pasul. Yavish is Pasul for all seven. So because Gazul is its neighbor, so it should also be Pasul for all seven. Says Gemara, that's not true because by Etrog, tell me a story. By Etrog, Chazazit is Pasul for all seven because it's not Hadar. And yet, what's its neighbor? Chaser. And what's the halacha over there according to Rabbi Chanina? Only on the first day. So that's also not an answer. So we're back to square one, that we still don't understand what the discrepancy between the word Pasul is between these two Mishnayot. Zoktei Sviz. Yeah. Now, Tosfot is about to go off on a tangent. What did Tosfot just tell you according to the Bavli should be the halacha by Chazazit, by the pimples on the throat?
Seven. The first
Pasul all seven because of what?
Hadar.
Zoktei Sviz. Well, maybe not everybody agrees with that. Miu tikra.
Umiu birushami. Mashma ksad mishum chazazit lo misal ele biyom tov rishon.
Dun, dun, dun. Says the Yerushalmi. Maybe. Yeah. Oh, you call that? Maybe according to the Yerushalmi, not like the Bavli. The Bavli understands that bevadai, chazazit on etrog, the psulim of the pimples on the etrog makes it a lack of hadar, and it's pasul for all seven. The Yerushalmi doesn't though. The Yerushalmi says that even chazazit is possibly only pasul for one day. And if that's the case, the kasha that Tosfot just asked. The terutz would be good. If we were able to say like the Yerushalmi, the chazazit is only pasul for one day, that would be the distinction between chaser in that Mishnah by Etrog and our Mishnah of Lulav HaGazul VaYavesh. If it's taste? Yes? Fhamidi? Yeah? Baba, ma baya?
Is there a difference? So we just said that you cannot say... Again, Tosfot had an answer, attempted answer, and we compared Gazul to Yavesh, right? But we can't do that because later on we see that Nakuv Chaser is not compared to Allah Chazazit.
Yeah.
Because Allah Chazazit is...
So apparently association or being a neighbor...
is not a good enough way
of
coming out.
Not a good enough reason to make it Pasul for all 7 days.
But now we see the
Yerushalmi... To which Tosfot says, hey, wait a second. According to the Yerushalmi... that even the pimply etrog might only be pasul for the first day, and that which is the same exact thing as chaser, so then everything would be beautiful. Why? Because in the according to the Yerushalmi, that Mishnah, the neighbors are equal, pasul for one day, pasul for one day. And we could say the same thing in our Mishnah by Lulav, that the neighbors are equal, pasul for seven, pasul for seven. So according to the Yerushalmi, everything would just be dandy, peaches and cream. But what? But says Tosfot, this Yerushalmi makes no sense. Wait, he's going
to
say,
Mashe. Oh, we didn't finish.
It's a Mishnah.
Oh.
Everybody has it. Everybody has it.
Oh, okay.
No, listen to me. Mishnayot don't change. Mishnayot were written by Tanaim and Eretz Yisrael. Gemarot could conflict. Bavli, Yerushalmi, the Mishnah by Etrog says, here's the order. Yeah? Nikev chaser or nikev kol shuhu, if it's pierced or missing anything, pasul. Alta chazazit berubo, pasul. If it has a pimple on most of its surface area, pasul. That's the Mishnah. What does that mean? According to the Bavli, chazazit is pasul for all seven. According to the Yerushalmi, chazazit is pasul only for one. Zoktei Sviz, go ahead.
I think he's still talking in Yerushalmi.
Yeah, keep talking. He's just going to quote the Yerushalmi.
Yeah, Masha Yitzchak Mishum Chazim, Masha Yitzchak. Masik Allah, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachman, Meshem, Rishuel, Kol Hapsulin, En Hapsulin, El Biyom Tov Rishon Bevad.
Taman Amrin, that's the, this is the language of the Yerushalmi.
So Taman Amrin means over there we say.
Over there we say, which means to explain Chazazit. What does that mean? Go ahead.
Yeah, Rovo Mitad Echad.
That it's only Pasul when it's a majority of the surface area on one side. Chotamo Kerubo. And if it has even a tiny chazazit on its top third, which is the nose of the etrog, that's as if it covers the rov area. V'hainu bimkom echad damdin nekaman gabe chazazit. Okay? So that's how, that's the language of the Yerushalmi find. But now Zaktesus, go ahead. Umiyu.
Yom Rishon Davka Akrocha Chadar Hu Velo Mifsad Ela Mishum Dechashiv Kechaseh Velo Mestavrak Klal.
Says Tosfot, I have a major, major issue with this Yerushalmi, which is what? How can the Yerushalmi tell me that Chazazit is only Pasul for the first day? If it's only Pasul for the first day, what does that mean? What kind of psul is it?
And
not because of Hadar. Because if it was a psul of Hadar, if it was ugly, it should be pasul. All seven. Apparently, what kind of psul is it? What's the only kind of psul that's only pasul on the first day? Chaser. Says Tosfot, Chazazit, when it has pimples on it, it should be pasul because it's missing. It's not missing anything. It's just full of zits. Which means what? It's ugly. Therefore, says Tosfot, I have a really, really hard time with this Yerushalmi, and therefore says Tosfot, I much easier understand the Bavli who says that Chazazit is Pasul, all seven, because of Hadar. In which case, and if that's the case, the question comes back, then we find that there's no such thing as guilty by association, just like by in that case of Etrog, that what? You see Chazazit is for seven, and its neighbor, Chaser, is only for one. So maybe over here also by the case of the Lulav, Yavesh is seven, and Gazul should only be for one. Who told you not? What's the Raya? Yeah, go ahead.
Tosu could just say, I don't like the answer, and brush it aside?
Well, no. There's a Machloket Bavli in Yerushalmi. Now, Tosfot has this question. Tosfot says, in this Machloket Bavli Yerushalmi, Tosfot is allowed to weigh in and say that the Bavli makes more sense to me because of this question. And guess what? Even if there wasn't another Gemara, there's plenty of times where Tosfot asks a question on the Gemara and ends off without an answer. It's a Rechiyun, or just ends off with a Kasha or a Tema, whatever it is. They're entitled to ask a question. Over here, it's not only asking a question. Tosfot says, I agree with the Halacha from the Bavli better because this question is just glaring. Yeah, Viter. Vishloma.
Now is a new answer, totally separate.
Rabotai, let's not lose sight. What are we trying to answer you?
My puzzle is for all 7 days.
What indicates that's Gazul for all 7 days? We know why Gazul is all 7 days. The Gemara said because of Mitzvah Ba'a Avera. The question they're really focusing on is, how could the Gemara over here understand this from the word Pasul, where you have a counter Mishnah with regards to Etrog later on Daf Lamed Aleph that also says Pasul, but it's not all 7 days by Chaser? Matagid
v'yeshnomar.
Okay, first answer, says Tosfot. Rabbi Chanina, who told us later the Mishnah? How many days does the Mishnah say that Etrog HaChaser is Pasul?
One.
It
doesn't say.
Who said? The Mishnah just says, Etrog HaChaser is what? Pasul. Rabbi Chanina in the Gemara tells a story that Rabbi Chanina, from the second day and on, he would take his Etrog, make Borei Pri Ha'etz, take a bite, and then shake it. Which means what? That Rabbi Chanina understood! This was his explanation that it's only Pasul on the first day. Therefore what, Rabotai? This same Rabbi Chanina over there who understands that Chaser is only Pasul on the first day and not on the rest of the seven, he does not agree with this inference of Gemara that Gazul is for all seven. And you know what, says Tosfot, that's precedented. Yeah, you know what, over here it says Gazul is, Rabbi Yochanan said, Gazul is Pasul for all 7 days because of Mitzvah Ba'a Avera. Does everybody agree with that? No? On Daf Lamed, we're going to see Shmuel disagrees with that. He says, Be'emet, that Gazul is only Pasul for 1 day, which means that what? That the Gemara says that the question he asked to begin with falls away because you were asking according to the explanation of Rabbi Chanina in that Mishnah. Rabbi Chanina doesn't agree to this inference of Pasul meaning off the bat 7 days. He doesn't agree to that. He's going to hold like Shmuel who says that Gazul Be'emet, just like over there, Chaser is only for one day. Be'emet Rabbi Chanina over there is going to hold like Shmuel over here, who says that Gazur is only pasul
one day.
For one day, not like Rabbi Yochanan. One answer. Answer number two. Iname.
Iname. Bereish the Mishnah shayach gedakteg mitetani stam lo mafik. Aval kulo achrini aided lo mafik bereish lo mafik besefa. Veshona dvarav stam avabi sheyesh tochalek.
Says Tosfot a major vart. Says Teisves. When do we say that the word pasul indicates across the board and for all 7 days? You can only say that in the first Mishnah in the Pirik. When the first Mishnah in the Pirik opens up and says pasul, without explaining anything, what does that mean?
It's not maflig.
It's not maflig. It means it's for all 7 days. But in all subsequent Mishnayot in the Pirik, saying the word pasul doesn't necessarily mean across the board. It can mean only one day, even though there could be discrepancies between different cases in the later Mishnah by Etrog. So why doesn't it explain one day or 7 days if there's a difference in later Mishnayot? The answer is, it's just following the pattern of the first Mishnah, even though there may be differences. Which means, lemaskana, Tosfot says according to this answer, that in the first Mishnah of every Pirik, when you see the word pasul, that's a red alert. What does pasul mean?
Seven.
Always.
Across the board, all seven. In subsequent Mishnayot, what does pasul mean? It could mean different things. Why doesn't the Mishnah explain what it is or make these distinctions in the Mishnah?
Because it means,
because it doesn't want to mess up the pattern of the earlier Mishnayot. You got it?
You never actually know what it's going to be.
So that's why we have a Gemara. That's why we have Amoraim, to explain what the Tanaim meant. Okay, Rabotai? We got this?
According to the first answer, the Rosh Hashanah would have a problem with Puzzle being presented. He would say the Tanaim.
He would say what the Gemara says. According to the first Terutz and Tosfot, what the Gemara says, Kapasik v'tane, Pasul means 7 days across the board. Rabbi Hanina would say fake news. Yeah?
I see somewhere else is one.
Huh?
I see somewhere else.
He says, not true. Not true. And he said, and be'emet, this kapasik v'taneh is only gone according to Rabbi Yochanan, this first opinion who holds that gazul is pasul for all 7 days because of mitzvah ba'avira. Verstehst? Rabotai, you with me? Okay. Let's quickly recap Tosfot from outside. Shakla v'tari. Move. Boom. Yeah? Chik-chak. This is prep for after 120, after the six questions that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks. After we first come up to him, he's going to ask us. Yeah, he's going to say, Nasata v'natata be'amunah, tzipiti l'shu'a, kaba'at ha'itim la'torah. He's going to ask you all the questions. And then after you answer all the questions, Be'ezat Hashem, well...
I saw Kavat Ha'itim was first.
Huh?
According to Tosfot, Kavat Ha'itim was
the punishment for Kavat Ha'itim is first. Then he's going to ask you, okay, you say Kavat Ha'itim la'torah. He's going to say, what do you know? Start talking, yeah? Bereshit bara Elohim. Say, Torah, Nevi'im, Ketuvim, Shas, Mishnayot, Bavli, Yerushalmi, Rashi, Tosafot, Tagid ata, Ma yeshcha? Yeah, what do you have? So I'm preparing it. Kadosh Baruch Hu. You think it's a joke? It's not a joke. Tagidlo. That's already Hashem's Cheshbon, but Hashem's going to... I didn't say Gehinam. I said Hashem's going to ask, Ma ata yodea? What did you do? I gave you 120 years of life. What did you bring me back? Hashem's going to want to know. Yeah, it's not over here. He's not going to say, did you bring me back, Kubedes from Kolbe? Hashem wants to know, what did you bring me? Yeah, what do you bring me after Me'av Esrim Shema? Shema'ata? You like Kubedes? You? You know Kubedes?
Yeah,
it's good stuff. Anyway, because
like
what?
Bringing bread to us.
No, that's not. Anyway, Rabotai, remember this. Remember this forever. Remember this forever. What I'm telling you, you cannot bribe HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Tadid. It's not going to work. It's not going to work.
Bekitzur,
Rabotai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to want to know, what do you have to say for yourself after 120 years of life?
HaKadosh Baruch
Hu. Yes. Tagid v'shinantam levanecha tagid lo.
You
get it? Someone learning a masechah but not knowing how hard it is.
Again, everybody has their limitations. Torah is different than everything else in this world in that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't take us to task for not accomplishing the goal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes us to task for not putting our full effort into it. If a person puts his full effort into it, we're not in control of the outcome. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is controlling of the outcome. We control how much effort and how much toil we put into it. Hashem is going to say, did you put as much effort and toil into my Torah, into my beloved, as you did for your trips and your money and your zachin and whatever? That's what Hashem is going to say. He's going to compare his Torah to your personal pursuits. Hashem is going to say, did you try?
Yeah, you wanted to go on a trip. You wanted to go shopping. Yeah, you wanted to get a nice suit, nice shirt. How much time did you spend on the shirt? Did you spend that amount of time on the teisvis? Hashem's going to say, managid lo. Now we're going to tell him yes. Tani. Yeah, let's go. Now he says like this.
Shaklavatari. The question is, our Mishnah, we seem to imply from our Mishnah in the Gemara that it's pasul all 7 days. Gazul is pasul all 7 days.
Yeah. The
problem is, we have a Mishnah Lamadalet, which says Nikav Echaser, Koshehu pasul.
Yeah.
And there we said, on Lamad Valamabet, that that's only the first day.
Okay.
So what?
Stop. Rabotai, jump in. Tosa now brings the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi has a little bit of a different approach to this Mishnah as the Bavli. What is the Bavli? What is the Yerushalmi saying?
Any type of usher is in
the Chazazit. No, it's saying Chazazit. It says specifically over there about Chazazit that what? Just the first day. Which means, why would this be more beneficial to understanding what we thought was a stira in the Mishnayot? Because based on this, what? Now it's not a contradiction. Now we see that the neighbors always get together, right? Just like Chazazit is one day, Chaser is one day. Over here, Yavesh is 7 days, Gazul is 7 days. But says Tosfot has an underlying problem with this Pirush of the Yerushalmi, which is what? Because the only way you can understand the Chazazit is only Pasul for the first day is what kind of Pasul? Chaser. To call Chazazit Chaser as opposed to Hadar is weird. Therefore, that brings us back to the first question. Says Tosfot, two answers. Answer number one.
Was that only in his Mahalach he held that?
Who's the one who says that Chaser is Pasul only for one day? Rabbi Chanina. What would Rabbi Chanina hold about this Kapasik V'tane? He disagrees with it. He says Be'emet also. He holds like Shmuel that says that Gazul is only going to be Pasul for the first day. And therefore it's wonderful. It's the same pattern. Second answer of Tosfot is that what? What? Pasul is not always created equal. Why? Pasul, when it says the Pasul in the first word in the Mishnah, what is it? Across the board. Yeah, but in all subsequent Mishnayot, what is it? You got to figure it out. And why wouldn't it say that in the Mishnah, in the subsequent Mishnayot?
It's changed everything. It's too complicated.
Now you can tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem, I worked on the Tosfos. Evanta? Now at least they have Pitchon Pe, La'anot Lo. Yeah?
That's also himself.
That's right. Yeah? Tov. There's no nervous in Olam Haba. Yeah? No, he says like this. Tov.
Well, what do you mean there's no nervous? We say that we have to use the Pasuk from Tehillim.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, there. Tov, Rabotai, listen carefully. We said, I don't know if we're going to get to the whole thing today, but, when the Mishnah, or when the Gemara rather, refers to Yom Tov Rishon and Yom Tov Sheni. Certainly Yom Tov Rishon refers to the first day of Sukkot. What does Yom Tov Sheni mean? Yom Tov Sheni... The Shaila is the rest of the 6 days. But in Chutz La'aretz, when there's a Yom Tov Sheni, how do you look at the Yom Tov Sheni? Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galuyot. Yeah? Do we consider that like Yom Tov Rishon, and therefore whatever we said over here should apply? Or do we say that Yom Tov Sheni, since it's only Drabanan, so whatever is Pasul on Yom Tov Rishon would be Kasher, even though it still has the Kedusha of Yom Tov. Yeah, that happens to be Machloket Rishonim, Ritva, Rosh, Ran, Rambam, Maran, Rama. Let's take it apart. Yeah. The Rashba too. The Ritva quotes the Rashba. Yeah. Let's see what he says.
Ritva and Rashba always boiling with each other.
Yeah, they're friends. Yeah. Says the Ritva. V'chol she'amarnu. It might be in the middle of a paragraph. Okay.
V'chol she'amarnu she'psulo v'yom rishon b'vad, dat k'dolei rabotinu zal, shehu noheg b'zman hazeh shnei yamim shekeshem shenoagim behem kedusha b'shar inyanim noagim behem chomer b'mitzvot hanoagim behem.
Which means, he says that Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galuyot, says the Ritva b'shem Rabotav, which is the Ramban. What's the halacha? Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galuyot, all the psulim of the first...
G'dolei rabotinu is referring to Ramban?
Yes. Uh-huh. Now, he says that it applies to Yom Tov Sheni as well, just like it applies to Yom Tov Rishon. Why?
No,
just when you're quoting him.
In general, okay.
Okay, go ahead. Even though now we know which the Ikar day of Yom Tov is, which is the first day, and the second day is only Midrabanan. Go ahead.
Yeah,
nachon,
Dafdalet,
go ahead. Which means, since now that why do we keep Yom Tov Sheni nowadays if we know what the real day of Yom Tov is? Minhag avotenu biyadenu, right? Says the Gemara, Shemi yachzor hadavar lekilkulo, right? There might be a situation where we're not able to learn Torah in the generations and everything's going to be forgotten, and then we're really going to get messed up in a safek. Therefore, the Chachamim said, keep it. Keep 2 days. So once the Chachamim instituted as a result of the Minhag to keep both days in terms of Kedushat Yom Tov Sheni, guess what else that applies to? Dine alulav, pesule alulav as well. That's the Rashba. Go ahead. Share.
Share. Ena docher Shabbat kmo shai noheg bezvan shabbat mitash kayam. Ba'ato diyadi bikviyad yarka gedita lekamam vechilten.
Okay.
To buy the perushe hatam besiadet shmai velo od ela sheim ata machshiro.
Lemitzvato.
V'yom sheni yavo lezazel bekdushato.
Ah, says the Ritba, if we allowed all of the psulim, right, for instance. Give me an example of something that across the board everybody agrees is kasher on the second day of Sukkot. Don't tell me machlokot.
Net?
No. By lulav. By lulav.
Difference.
Difference.
Shaul. Okay. Shaul. What else? Chaser. Right. Chaser, according to the Bavli. Let's say Shaul. If we allow a borrowed lulav to be kasher on Yom Tov Sheni, Shel Galuyot, what are people going to say? Ah, it's not really Yom Tov, and then what's the next step?
You breached the borders.
They're going to start being mezalzel b'kdushat Yom Tov. So now says the Ritva, what do we have to do? We have to link Dinei HaLulav and the Kedusha of Yom Tov also to preserve the Kedusha, because otherwise people are going to be mezalzel. Weiter. Nachon. Weiter.
ולפיכך החמירו בו חכמים כמו ביום ראשון שהוא ודאי מן התורה וכן דעת מורי
נטרי רחמנה ופרקה מורי, the Rebbe of the Ritba is Rabbeinu Aharon Alevi, the Ra'a, yeah, who some say is the Mechaber of the Sefer HaChinuch. So he says, this is all the opinion of my Rebbe, Rabbi Aharon Alevi. Okay, weiter. Who's that? That's the Rashba. He considered the Rashba his Rebbe as well. Now he quotes the Rashba saying otherwise. He says what? Go ahead. Amar li
shidato note she'em psulin elu hanoagim biyom rishon bevad noagim biyom sheni bizman hazeh dikivan diadinam bikviyat yarcha ven anu bikdushat hayom sheni asheni el yezaher b'minag avotenu kedita berkat beitza darabet en ze el lahachbir bikdushato.
Since it's all Yom Tov Sheni, galuyot is only a minhag anyway, it's a minhag to be machmir only bikdushato, not to do melacha, to say kiddush, tefilot shel Yom Tov. But with regards to dinei halulav, says the Rashba, how do we consider it? It's considered the Rabbanan anyway, and all the things that were pasul biyom tov rishon are kasher biyom tov sheni shel galuyot. אבל להחמיר במצוות הנוהגות בו כיום ראשון אין לנו. שכל דין, go ahead.
שכל דין שתקלתו להחמיר וסובל להקל אין עוד דין.
שהרי
אם לא מצא הדר יושב ובטל במצווה של דבריהם, מכיוון שאין לנו היה מכרעת לפתור, אין לנו להפטר מזה. ונקטין על לישנה תלמודה כפשטה.
So far we see it's a machloket Ra'a and the Rashba. Now he brings a few more Rishonim in the mix. Go ahead. Yeah, that it's pasul biyom tov sheni shel galuyot as well. No, we're going to see soon. Yeah, okay.
לכן דעת הגאונים, זר וקבלתם תורה, אין שמה שכתבנו כמה בלבולים ודעות הראשונים, זהו מה שכתבנו, סולת נקייה, מרגליות.
Fine flour and pearls. Yeah, okay. But now let's see the Rambam. What does the Rambam say in all of this? Let's see what he says. פרק ח' הלכת תיית הלכות לולב. Yeah, I'll read it in the meantime. Says the Rambam, כל אלו שאמרנו שהם פסולים מפני מומין שביארנו, או מפני גזל וגניבה, ביום טוב ראשון בלבד, אבל ביום טוב שני, עם שאר הימים, הכל כשר. והפסולות, now look what he says, והפסלנות שהיא משום עבודה זרה, ומפני שאותו יתרוג אסור באכילה, בין ביום טוב ראשון, בין בשאר הימים, פסול. Which means the Rambam says clearly, that had we look at יום טוב שני, He says very clearly, like the Rashba, Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galuyot has the din of the Drabbanans, like all the other subsequent days of Sukkot. Now,
why can't you eat
the atro? No, we didn't talk about that. Let's say it's Orla or whatever. That's later. We're not. Says, just as an example.
He says Gneima on the second day is a Mutar.
Yeah. We didn't see that Shita.
I don't get it.
Like the Shita in the Gemara.
How can you go against the Gemara? I never understood. I go against the Gemara of Mahedya.
We didn't see the rest of the Gemara. We have to see the whole Gemara. You only saw one Shita. Okay. You want the whole Torah on 1 foot? There's only one person in history that asked for the whole Torah on 1 foot. Who is that? That was the Ger who asked Hillel, right? The Ger who asked Hillel. The Goy. You're not a Ger. Mesheris don't take Gerim, and I'm certainly not Hillel, so you can't ask me for the whole Torah on 1 foot. Devanta? Now he says like this. Yeah? So the Ran brings down this machloket of the Rishonim, and he ends off and he says like this. Yeah? He brings down machloket. And then the last line of the Ran, this is the Ran on the Rif, in our sugya, the Ran says like this: Va'anan psule rishon b'sheni nitalin. If something that was pasul on the first day, let's say Shaul, let's say you have no other lulav on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galuyot besides for a borrowed lulav, says the Ran, what do you do? Take it, okay? Don't just not take it. Nitalin aval beruchel lamavarchinan. Because it's a machloket aposkim, says the Ran, safek brachot la'akel, and what? Don't say the bracha. How does Maran HaShulchan Aruch paskim? Read the Shulchan Aruch. Tikra ma'omer.
What's going on there?
Ve'ha'osim.
It's just a mistake. Osim. Oh, it's the.
It's a mefarish, yeah.
Osim shnei yom tov, yom tovim, psule rishon, notlim b'sheni, ala beruch lo mevarchinan.
Which means, in essence, who does Maran hold like in terms of kashrut of the lulav b'yom tov sheni? He holds like the Rambam. He holds like the Rashba, the Behemet, who kasher. Just what? Just he says what? Don't make a bracha like the Ran. And Behemet, the Mishnah Berurah explains this. La'alacha, he explains it beautifully. The Mishnah Berurah says as follows. Lama varchinan? Why don't we make a bracha? Diyesh de'ot baposkim dekevan de'anu osim. Mishum sfeka diomeh. Since we do it because sfeka diomah, the second day of Yom Tov, efshar de'dino kerishon. Maybe the halacha of the lulav is like Yom Tov Rishon. Or, on the other hand, the kevan de'anu bekiim bekivu adiracha, since we know very well the kviut of the yareach, dino kishar yamim, it's like all other days, and therefore it should be kasher, lekach notlin bedeleka acher, if there's no other lulav, let's say, besides for a barred one, you take it, and you're yotzeh, but in reverence of the other opinion, because it's safek brachot, v'la mevarchinan, you don't make a bracha. ואף דבדלק האחר, גם ביום ראשון נוטלים ולמברכים כמובן הקמאה, שם מיירה בדלק האחר כלל, וכאן מיירה שיש בנמצא על ידי תורח וכמש בלן, דבשני אין צריך לתרוח. Beautiful point that Mishnah Berurah is making, and we'll end with this, רבותיי, listen carefully. תקשיב טוב. By the, if there's, what's the status of a borrowed lulav on the first day of Sukkot? 100% pasul. Okay? Can you make a bracha on it? For sure not. It's pasul. Lulav Shaul.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What happens if there's no other lulav besides for Shaul? Should I take nothing or take that?
No, you should take and make your friend have you in mind.
Not have you in mind.
Don't make a bracha.
No bracha, just Shaul. That's all there is. You take it because there's nothing. You don't lose anything by taking, but certainly you don't make a bracha. So you're saying the same thing now. B'yom Tov Sheni. What's the difference between Yom Tov Rishon when you're saying you lose nothing, take it without a bracha? And now you're saying we pass on like the Rambam that you take it on Yom Tov Sheni and you're Yotzeh, you still don't make a bracha. So what's the difference between Yom Tov Rishon and Yom Tov Sheni? Yeah, well, where's the difference? Says the Mishnah Berurah, you know what the difference is? B'Yom Tov Rishon, you have to actively search, you have to toil to see, you have to start knocking on doors to see, maybe there's another lulav that somebody can give you b'matana, you have to be toreach. Whereas on Yom Tov Sheni, even though you might be able to find a different lulav besides for the borrowed one, you don't have to knock on doors. B'yom Tov Sheni, which is Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galuyot, according to Maran and according to the Rambam, you don't have to look for anything else. Take the Shaul, your Yotzeh, just don't make a bracha because of Safek Brachot between the Machloket and the Rishonim. Yeah.
I was thinking about that now. Isn't Matana the same as Shaul?
Nope.
What's the difference? I'm borrowing it. I'm
matana is matana. Even if he makes a tanai that you give it back, when you had it, you owned it. Borrowing a lulav is not owning it. You're borrowing it. Okay, Rabotel, continue tomorrow. Is that the Shem of the next taste of something?
hard stuff.